If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kat John.
And I'm Naomi Jackson.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, UK uses Full Age Gate with Norman Reedus. We wrap the Nintendo Direct and get a look at the cool indie games chosen for the PAX Australia showcase. Here's the news for Sunday the 3rd of August. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Underage Brits have found a strange workaround to the new Online Safety Act's age verification. All they need is a copy of Death Stranding and a phone. Discord's new age verification system, KID, is able to verify users in one of two ways, scanning your ID or scanning your face, with the face scan checking how old you look. Age verification is currently required for unblurring or changing settings for sensitive media filters, changing message request settings, and accessing age-restricted 18-plus channels. However, after less than 24 hours, the supposedly robust age checks for users to access the content have been absolutely obliterated.
As Discord requires the photo to be of an open and closed mouth to prove realness, Death Stranding's Sam's Expressions bar provides more than enough mouth options to verify to your heart's content. Thanks, Kojima. Now, by no means are we suggesting that anyone being held under these restrictions use this as a method to circumvent any age verifications. We are simply fans of science. After all, KID claims it doesn't store any of the selfies or personal information, as according to the support page. So it's supposedly safe enough. But that also means that should you decide to partake in some science of your own, no one would be able to check up on you. Again, theoretically. It's an interesting prospect as Australia faces its own social media ban in December for kids under the age of 16.
It's nothing but a fake.
Sony is battling with Tencent this week, suing them for their upcoming game Light of Motrium, as it looks a bit too similar to Horizon Zero Dawn and Forbidden West. Reported by Reuters, Sony is trying to stop Tencent from releasing the game, which they've described as a slavish clone to the Horizon series, and in their complaint, Sony alleges that the unlawful copying and deliberate adoption of a similar character mark infringes on both copyright and trademark.
The game started development in 2023, and according to the lawsuit in 2024, Tencent pitched Sony a proposal that would have its Aurora Studios subsidiary develop a Horizon sequel game under the requested license, which Sony then rejected. Apparently, Sony has tried to resolve the issue and concern with Tencent, however, the company allegedly asked again to license the Horizon IP. Light of Motrium doesn't have a release date yet, so we'll see what happens. This week, Nintendo hit reverse on last month's Mario Kart update that annoyed a number of fans. In late June, a Mario Kart World update changed the way the game's random course selection option when playing in versus mode worked, something that fans had been using to opt out of the intermission tracks. Intermission tracks are the fan term for the long stretch of open world that players have to travel from their current location to the nearby course, and this takes up the bulk of the next race, which means players only get to drive one lap of the next course, rather than the traditional three-lap race.
Fans were pretty annoyed when the only way they could opt out of the open world driving and actually take part in the traditional Mario Kart racing was taken away from them. A new update this week included a patch that has increased the frequency of lap-type courses appearing in the selection when choosing the next course in verse race and wireless races. Hopefully it'll make fans happy. Especially those who said the previous change was Nintendo forcing players to drive through lengthy stretches of the game's less interesting open world.
Devastating road trip lovers everywhere.
I love to take my ridiculous cow down a stretch of road that has no scenery while driving in Lil Dumpy.
You can tell a lot about a person by how they feel about Lil Dumpy.
Lil Dumpy is an icon. There are two things I love in this world, Lil Dumpy and Snoopy's magic show.
Rest in peace.
He's not dead yet. We have until Wednesday to save him. Everyone go to our Instagram right now, SifterHQ, and vote for Snoopy's magic show so that he wins against Banjo-Kazooie. Speaking of Nintendo, this week they had a partner showcase direct, and there were heaps of announcements. We got a better look at the new Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment, and it looks fantastic. It's the third game in the hack and slash series, and will be set sometime before the events of Tears of the Kingdom, and is canon. We don't have a release date yet, but we do know it's out sometime this year on Switch 2.
Katamari is rolling onto Nintendo this year with its first new console game in 14 years, called Once Upon a Katamari. The starry sky has vanished once again, and it's up to you to restore the stars of the universe by traveling through time and rolling up small and big things. There are so many new levels, including one where you roll up dinosaurs. There's character customization and now online multiplayer where you can play the Katamari Ball levels with friends. It's out on October 24th this year.
I'm ready to take on some T-Rexes.
Stegosaurus.
Imagine a Stegosaurus in a little ball. Octopath Traveler Zero is the next entry in the party and turn-based series. Start from Zero and experience a story of restoration and retribution over the Divine Rings across the realm of Austera. It features the beloved HD2D graphics style, the player's ability to roleplay using path actions of their choice, and brand new features such as character creation and town building to create your own character and restore your hometown. That will be out on Switch and Switch 2 on December 4th.
And finally, Hella, a cute game where you play as a mouse with a cute froggy backpack. The froggy backpack is important, is coming to Switch in 2026, and it looks absolutely adorable. It's a 3D single or co-op adventure game where a kind witch has fallen ill and you and her other familiars embark on a journey to save her life, traveling through a forest and solving puzzles. I definitely can't wait to check out this one. There are heaps of other cool games coming to Switch 2 as well, and you can find the full list in our show notes. We're getting closer to PAX Oz, and the lineup for the Indie Showcase has been announced, and as always, it's an amazing list of talent featuring 12 games from the indie game dev scene. This year, they've got 6 tabletop and 6 digital games. One of the digital games is Trivia Deal. It's a trivia roguelite by the team Fluent Pixel, which is an interesting mix. You have to answer fast, play smart, and use lifeline, swap cards, and relics to survive the Rainbow Reaper. Another game at the showcase is Doggy Don't Care by Rotub Games. You play as a mischievous dog, a pug, and you explore and smash your way through interactive worlds and solve puzzles by using random items. This looks super cute.
God, I love indie games.
God, I love dogs.
On the tabletop front, we've got Coffee Up by Tototam. It's a pocket-sized co-op memory game for 2 to 5 players. This cute little cafe sim will see you manage staff, serve customers, and more importantly, make Morning Brown?
Morning Brown.
Gianni.
Morning Brown. That's an Auntie Donna reference right there, Gianni. I see you. I see you.
Serve customers and, more importantly, make some sweet, sweet coffee, which I could use some of right now.
Same.
And for the sci-fi fans, there's Space Wreck Salvage, a tabletop game by Athermon Studios. Grab a crew of 2 to 5 players and travel through space sectors to retrieve valuable loot, such as ship upgrades, lost cargo, plucky survivors, and rare alien artifacts. Sifter will be heading to PAX this year, so keep an eye out, as I'm sure we'll chat with some of the devs on the floor. But until then, you can check out the full lineup in our show notes. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out on the 4th is Stormgate. It's a science fantasy real-time strategy game made by ex-Blizzard devs, which is touted as the spiritual successor to Warcraft and Starcraft. It's been in backer early access for a while, but on the 4th, everyone on PC will be able to pick it up. Definitely one to check out if you like either of those titles.
Here is a little expansion news for a game that we really enjoyed. Chained Echoes, which Adam reviewed back in 2022, is getting a story expansion called Ashes of Elrant. It's set right before the final chapter of the original game, so worth it for players both old and new. Plus, there's a new werewolf character called White Wolf who looks sick. That's out on the 7th of August.
Also out on the 7th is Whimside. It's a cute pixel art animal collecting game that sits at the bottom of your desktop so you can hang out with your pals while working on other things. You can get ready to say, yes, Mom, I am doing my homework. This one is for idle game and Pokemon fans and is coming to PC.
And the big cannoli this week is Mafia: The Old Country. It takes the crime series back to its Sicilian roots with the origins of the Cosa Nostra. There are lemons, gunfights, and layers of history. Clearly, the lemons are the most important thing in that list. Find that on PC, Xbox Series XS, and PlayStation 5 on Friday the 8th, and keep an eye on Gianni's review shortly afterwards.
And don't forget about it. That was terrible. Oh my god.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name's Naomi Jackson.
And my name is Kat Jahn. Thank you so much for listening.
We know you love our podcast, so why not become a monthly backer on Ko-fi? Your support lets us keep making our shows, and it's easy to do. Head to sifter.com.au/support, where support starts from just $1 a month. That link again is sifter.com.au/support, or check the show notes.
Sifter is produced by myself, Naomi Jackson, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kyle Pauletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and our lovely video editor, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Dave Lloyd from Melbourne's Power Hoof joins us to share The Drifter, a stylish point-and-click adventure game with some stunning pixel art inspired by pulpy thrillers.
I think I'll always be making adventure games because it's kind of where I came from as a developer as well. Draw this flow chart of like, okay, they're going to need to pick up a screwdriver from somewhere. Where could that be? And they've got to have that before they can do this next bit where they need the screwdriver. So, you know, kind of, and then trying to distill that into sort of almost a walkthrough slash to-do list of what has to go in the game. And every character's suddenly got to have a bit of an arc, and there've got to be multiple subplots for it to hold together. And oh man, it did my head in trying to work it all out.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. You can head to our website, sifter.com.au, or find it wherever you like to listen to podcasts.